This podcast features adults using adult language.
Okay, I'm going to open the gate of battle on this mofo.
You're finding gates and storms.
You pantomime like a key into a lock.
That is 21 versus like, reflex.
Knock, knock.
Yeah,
who's
that's
there?
Good.
Battle, motherfucker.
I don't get it.
Is that a
battle motherfucker?
Is that a attack?
I don't know what that
means. No.
Battle who?
Oh, I'm sorry. I run up to
him. What are we doing?
I apologize. I run up to
Orange,
him.
Orange, you're glad I didn't say banana.
Stab.
15 points of damage. Then it says the target takes 1d10 extra damage if it was at full hit points when you hit with it, so, and it wasn't. So. 15 points of damage.
Yeah. You punch. With everything you have directly into the center of his chest.
Yeah.
He falls back and you shudder with something you can only call ecstasy.
Yeah.
As he hits the ground, you regain a healing surge.
Two drops of peas came out. I hit him so hard.
Refreshes
like,
you a little bit.
Like you're still like it takes all of your monk control to resolve that.
You smoke a cigarette.
Pleasure.
You are gross. You're a gross man.
Wreck you?
No, it goes.
Oh, it goes to Carl.
To Carl.
Yeah.
Get ready, Carl.
Oh, jeez. Hot jeez.
11.
Another one. It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, so
now
tense.
Now it's Mantis.
So I'm thinking I'll just go over and pick up Carl and hold him so that the thing can't.
I want to be held as I die.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody come cradle me. I'm sorry about everything I said.
I lift him up bodily and throw him over my shoulder.
Oh, I have a feeling I'm about to go into the maw.
and I'm going to make a heel check while I'm at it.
Yeah, come on. Come on. You're
patting him on the back.
Heal him with love.
Go big. I'll lift you. Oh.
Nice catch.
No. It would have been, except I have a minus one.
But you're still, come on, buddy. Come on.
Right, like you have medicine and you're like... on the back. No, in my mouth. In my mouth.
You see tentacles, multiple tentacles, reaching up around the two of you, gripping you. You see one as well.
They're gripping us?
Yeah, they're trying to wrap around
part,
you and lift
what
you.
What part of them?
The prehensile part.
I meant what part of these guys?
12 reflex?
Where's my reflex? That's a miss. Okay. I dodge that shit.
They're not able to lift you. They're not able to lift the combined weight of you.
Okay.
At this point. So we're back to the top.
I've weighed 150 pounds since high school.
I do a Remo Williams tiptoe on the sand over to Carl.
You need to fix him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a heel on him. That's cocked.
You just punch him in the back of the
head. I did a pencil.
You five storms.
May I re-roll?
I reach for a heel and five storms. So open the gate. I'm sorry.
May I re-roll that since it hit the pencil?
Did it hit the pencil?
Yes.
Did it hit the pencil?
Jack dice because it hit the pencil?
Yeah.
Listen, well, it's jack dice if it lands weird.
Yeah,
it's not jack dice
if a dice lands on a side.
The pencil actually damaged the
dice. Well,
yeah,
it's like a cursed pencil.
Yeah.
I'm trying for you, Carl.
All right, Carl. Let's see what you got.
You need to roll a 20, because that's the only way you're going to snap out of this.
I know. I'm going to try and jack this one.
Oh, 18.
Incredible.
So
incredible. I've never rolled this well in my life.
Thank God.
Mantis.
I'm feeling like... Here's my plan.
The Three Stooges. I've got to heal him. Nope. All right, no. Near death.
What if I give him to you, and I try to throw this... obsidian ball into the mouth and
do it.
Try to Absolutely. Choke it or something. Okay, so I've
give
passed,
him something to snack on.
I pass Carl off to you.
Make it a pearl.
Alright, so I'm in your arms.
Yeah.
It's right there.
I get up here and I'm gonna try to lift this sphere again.
Yeah, we're looking for a strength check.
Oh, thank God you got me away from that jackass.
He was
pulling my hair, this. He was shaking me.
I need this. Are you sure it's not athletics?
What is it supposed to be?
God damn it.
Oh, strength check versus athletics check.
It's 11 strength. It's 17 athletics.
Yeah, even 17 athletics isn't going to be enough. So you're over there, you're really trying to, you're digging your hands in the sand underneath the orb.
So
Say what you will. He loves lifting. I've never seen the dedication. I'm impressed.
When did he get like the Boston accent?
Hey, hey, you guys.
You guys.
I'm the coach. Look.
I love it. The tendrils have sufficient
strength. He's wicked strong.
He's wicked strong.
To grab people who are not half giants.
Oh, that was a bad plan.
And you are both pitched.
Oh.
Bodily into the mouth.
What the fuck?
Are we resting on the lips?
No, we're fucked.
Or we're deep into the mouth.
No, you're in the mouth.
This is getting so hot.
You can feel the rough hairs of the tongue.
The guard hair.
There's a tongue down there?
Getting between, there's multiple tongues.
Is it just a chasm?
No. And they're
multiple tongues.
They're getting into every nook and cranny.
A so yielding flesh.
Of your armor. You can feel what you imagine your foes have felt. Which is the rhythmic muscular grinding
the peristalsis
of the mouth? Yeah. And it stops.
Oh,
as the tongues stop passing over you,
the massaging action,
and you are vomited back onto the ground.
What?
Oh,
that's not cool. You're not good enough to eat.
Yeah, the mouth closes. Sand filters down into the mouth. The mouth closes, and you feel a low rumble as it pulls away.
I pick up the fucking sphere.
As it goes away,
21.
The sphere is up on the shoulder.
21. I've got the sphere above my head.
And then you just seal it. He's not popping up out of that again.
Are we out of combat?
We are out of combat.
There's your healing surge.
Ugh, what'd I miss? Ugh.
I need to use a healing surge.
So that's a 17 heal. Does that wake him up?
That stabilizes him is what happens.
Okay.
What's the technical? How many hit points for stabilized?
Like wow, we only had two healing surges.
That's right.
I'm up to three now.
I have to use them both.
Yeah. No. After this, you can create a kind of camp here.
Oh, okay.
Can we take
I want to hang out where this mouth was.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
You can create a kind of camp here in the litter. And elsewhere, you can gather together the water that you need.
We can pick up all these scattered goods.
Yeah, we'll figure out what's in these. Put these in these sacks.
You find you find Duma's Tablelander, which is his compass.
Yeah.
You'd have to be you'd probably have to have some psionics training to get the basics of it. But you have you're lucky to have a noble adept in the party. Okay, so you have the. You have the run of the camp.
Okay.
Are
these two guys napping away?
Well, I guess you might still be napping.
Yeah, well, no. I'm tired of laying down.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being prone.
Yeah. After that grueling combat, you retired to a makeshift hovel inside one of the litter halves.
It's not even a real hovel. It's a makeshift hovel.
It's a makeshift hovel.
I'm gonna.
It's a dilapidated makeshift hovel. It's also disused.
I'm going to go ahead and just say this now because it's driving me crazy and no one else is asking. I don't understand what you mean by litter. Like a litter of kittens?
Well, litter is a thing.
It's a carrying thing.
Yeah, like when you see like Cleopatra.
Mm-hmm.
It's litter. Just being carried on
that's
that
called
thing.
A litter?
Yeah,
called
it's
a litter.
Like a,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A conveyance.
We weren't asking because we knew.
Yeah, they were on board. But there are several useful items to obtain, several also not useful items.
We
but you
those
probably
behind.
Won't obtain. Yeah. I dealt with that for you. I figured you did not want the
you
guitar.
Made that decision.
Yeah.
But is it? They have guitars in this world.
It isn't like
it's like a mantis that you can play like a guitar.
Well, it's a living. It's a sentient.
It's made out of dry
psionic
blood.
Instrument. That is carapace. No, it's not a carapace.
Fucking carapace in this world.
It isn't a carapace. It's literally a turtle shell.
You can't throw a rock without hitting a carapace.
Everything else is a hollowed out other thing.
The harness for the pack animals equals about 40 feet of rope. Securing hooks, harness.
I'd love to get that.
Useful stuff. As I suggested before.
Sure.
The late Duma's scout's compass.
We should take that.
Yeah, that's definitely a take.
Functions with just a handful of sand. Psionic focus.
We know how to use that? Just
it's
by nature
you're
of being
welcome,
in
you're
this
welcome
world?
To, you're welcome to examine it. It's not considered, you know, everybody doesn't have one in their back pocket, but... It's a psionically resonant artifact, and you can examine it.
What governs that ability?
I mean, for the psionic stuff?
Right.
I would say that you would have to have some kind of psionic training, either as a noble adept, which funnily enough, Mantis is.
Oh,
how did,
yeah.
How did you fall into that?
It's true.
How did you accidentally learn those
it's
things?
It's true. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of training. He has a total of one power.
I was purchased by a noble family, and they tried to treat me as one of their own sons, and so I actually went to Psionic High School.
Were you playing football?
The Psionic Wildcats.
Cyball.
Cyball.
I lived in football.
Were you a Psionic Wildcat?
But you also have a monk who is well versed in that kind of focus.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
you
good.
Just let me know if you want me to just start compassing it.
Yeah. The Karu, the pack animals themselves, as I suggested, are what we think of as some kind of a hybrid between a cow and a camel, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They have a low hump inside that where they store water, but it's actually full of a pale grub. It's
like
not
gruel.
They're larger than that. It isn't like a mealyworm. But it's a kind of worm that feeds on the corpse. But they're actually now fat with water and would be probably very easy to carry.
Like canteens.
Exactly, like living canteens.
Can't wait to crack one open.
Yeah, yeah. You pop the top off.
Crunch that thirst.
Crunch that thirst. I don't know.
You gotta pierce that outer membrane.
That's a criminal act.
Yeah.
Aside from the fruits that you secured before,
mm-hmm.
and if water for a few days, fabric to create makeshift wraps and
about,
so forth.
You're about ready. How far into our journey to Tyr? how much further we got to go?
I'm glad Chris is working.
While these two guys
create art.
Create.
This is the traditional table environment. That doesn't bother me at all.
Well, I'm only.
So you guys ready to start?
Yeah.
This guy, you look up, you're like, all right, I eat all three apples now. What did that do? What does that do?
How did it happen?
Let's get this rolling.
So you're guessing. I mean, this is you've done this trip a couple times. Good time in a full caravan and plenty of defense. You're usually looking at about a week. So you're a day and a half or so in to this journey. There is the math isn't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's with what you have, it is conceivable to make it to Tyr.
All right, well.
You can also bury yourself up.
Hey, what's buddy. Going on?
Hey, nice of you to join us.
What are we doing?
I think we're gonna. I think we're gonna take a long walk. I think we. I think
constitutional.
I think we need to get the blood pumping a little bit. You guys on board, Chief?
My character is 6 head high. That's how high I am. I'm ready to go. I've got that compass thing.
We giving it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna hold
I'm
on
9 heads high.
Are you?
Yeah.
I went off the page.
No, but you're just cheating.
I'm a giant.
Oh, that's true.
I'm about 5 heads high.
You scoop up. I'll take it from here.
Yeah. you good?
you scoop up a handful of sand, as you saw him do, and you can see that the sphere itself has markings on its entire surface. And each of the markings represents a different...
Direction.
A different city. No, a different city of the Tablelands. It doesn't have true directions.
Oh,
it's
wow.
just directions to the places. You suspect that each town must have some resonant stone in it that
So
that
when I'm holding
it
in my hand, the
it.
Sand is a reagent for it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And so, and as you move it, you can feel it sliding in
sliding.
Your palm.
Okay.
And you can see Tyr. You know,
I'm going to say I look for what appears to be a symbol
forward on the sphere.
Okay.
And so you think it must tell you position as well as direction.
All right. Ready?
Yeah, let's move.
So I follow the stone.
Can we ride on your back, Mantis? Are you large enough mm-hmm. to accommodate
Absolutely.
The
Absolutely.
Two of us?
You know
Is
what?
That
he
wishful
wants
thinking? Or
he
do you
wants
want
it so bad.
He wants it so
Are
bad,
you
just let him have it. One of you on each shoulder.
We can't weigh as much as one of those spheres.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Just as you've heard they do in the Silt Sea, if you authentically want to do some athletics.
21.
That's strong.
I'm very strong.
You're a vigorous man.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow this.
I will walk ahead. You can ride.
I'm carrying
piggyback.
Like a baby.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I want to go on your back. I want to go. And you're like, no.
Mm-mm.
Safer.
No. You scared me last time.
I'll never let that happen to you again.
But you don't mind. Mm. But his face is still resolute.
I think he's
right. Yeah.
You know, because he argued for a little while. This is ridiculous. I just, and you're kind of bouncing. Yeah, you're like, I don't want
to. You can hear the low rumble of his lullaby hum. And it just puts you out. There's nothing left. There's no more energy.
That's good. I need that rest.
Yeah, you do.
Out here in the desert where no one can see.
I look at two, I'm like, let him sleep.
I look back, well, it's like a little kid, like, wow, he's really tuckered out. Exactly. And then you're like, it's been a big day.
He's like an angel. Don't wake him.
I love watching him sleep.
He's beautiful.
As you're enjoying this rare moment of camaraderie in the middle of the hot desert, the orb begins to spin completely uncontrollably. In your hand. You're not exactly sure what's going on. I'm going to need to see some
perception.
I'm going to take a look at what would be the best.
All right, I'm going to wake up
a little bit. I've got an inside, passive inside. Perception is plus one. I've got arcana of, and all of this is zero.
Let's try a perception.
Do you want me to thievery?
No.
The ball?
Okay. You already have it.
Then I'm good.
I'm going to bluff.
Oh!
Okay.
Critical 20.
That's pretty great. It needs, you think it might need new sand every now and then.
Oh, so I see what's happening.
Because Duma was doing some sort of, what you assumed was some kind of crazy person dance in front of the caravan, every now and then touching the ground. You grab up another scoop of fresh sand.
And?
Here.
And it
whirls and then rights itself correctly.
Gotcha. Ah. I knew that.
You're good with that thing.
He has the look / touch.
My mind and body are one.
All right, well, quit bragging.
On your path, as you continue to walk through what is largely formless, occasionally you'll see tall bluffs to either side. Occasionally, a band of Thrycreen looking down, running away, hopping, leaping. You come to an area that is notable for having any kind of features at all, in that it has four pillars, 4 to 5 feet high. Situated 40 feet apart, and then the other two are
like a square,
80 feet. There's a rectangle.
Okay.
They're each in a different state of decay, and you can't seem to calm the orb down here.
Huh?
Oh.
Even with more sand.
Even more sand wouldn't do it. Sand is often the solution.
Did you try more sand?
Yes. Well, just you want to try to do whatever worked last time.
A little more sand,
and then it's like more sand, different sand, maybe upside down.
The fuck is with this thing? I'm giving it sand.
Do the thing. It was fine before.
I'm trying.
You hear a crack in the distance.
No.
And you start to hear something hitting the sand.
Like plodding.
Yeah. It's random. It isn't like a step. And you see a small maybe. 1 inch in diameter.
Man.
Yes. A spherical person. No, that's where you're wrong. Man. That's where you're wrong.
Sorry. I don't know about Dark Sun.
A 1 inch sphere. There's no spherical man.
That's a different campaign. The sphere men.
We can run that one next time. I'm sure that's in the expansion. You have to be a D&D insider. You see near the center of this area, you see a single ball of obsidian.
No.
Small. Hit the middle of it.
From the sky?
From the sky.
Are they pelting it? I'm hearing multiple.
You've only seen one.
Here we go again. Wonk! Chips freeze frame.
The out of nowhere, out of a clear blue sky, the wind picks up to something. I mean, sandstorms happen. But they don't come absolutely out of nowhere, and generally they aren't accompanied by spheres of obsidian.
So did you say that the pillars were in different states of decay?
They are.
So, like, it looks like some of them have been out longer than others?
Or they've just been, they've received different levels of wear.
Oh.
Which pillar is the best pillar? Because I choose that one. All right. Do we want to wander into them?
It isn't one with these. It isn't combat yet. Right. I'm just giving you something to help you visualize it. Okay. But the wind,
a piece of obsidian went.
Yes. Bam, right in the middle. And the wind is quickly picking up to the point where you're having a hard time keeping yourself upright. The force of this wind is beyond.
Well, I think Mantis would walk over and it's just 1 inch. This little tiny piece of obsidian.
Yeah.
I would go pick it up and look at it.
So it's hot.
Oh. I would try to pick it up again.
It's still hot, but slightly less hot. You don't want to touch it. Maybe it cooled down.
I try to pick it up.
Maybe
it's
maybe
still
now.
Hot.
Use your other hand.
I go with
that
left
one doesn't
hand.
Work. Yeah. Oh! Okay. I don't want to encourage
you. Put some sand in my mouth.
Yeah. You have a very finite set of tools. She applied every problem. I think we need to.
With your shading.
I'm proud of that one.
That's because it's good.
Nice.
I like the other one.
Good. So this I think is awesome. That these. He's standing
Mantis is doing. Mantis is doing much better than twos, and twos is doing much better than two coins at staying upright.
Oh, I walk over and I just sort of grab each of them by the scruff
to kind of hold us up.
Yeah.
That's all right. So we're all pretty much towards the center of these pillars now.
Yeah.
It's been sort of blown in.
We're traveling this direction.
Well, whichever.
It's okay either way. The sand is now kicked until perhaps two more feet of these pillars has been exposed.
Hmm.
And you're starting to, you can't tell what they are because the sandstorm is so intense, but you're starting to see things jutting up. They're not moving, but you're starting to see something being revealed in the middle of this.
Like it's blowing away.
Exactly. Like it's like it's sort of a eroding. It's like erosion in fast forward.
Oh, crazy.
And it's not enough anymore for you to, it isn't enough anymore for you to hold them. And the wind is so abrasive that it's getting dangerous. It's getting dangerous to be here. You need to find some kind of break.
Like we got, I mean, all we got is behind the pillars.
Yeah, can we get behind
the direction
pillars?
Of the wind?
Yeah.
Go against that.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so let's say that the wind's coming that way. We're like all.
Well.
You want to each take a pillar?
No, but I don't think one pillar is going to do
like,
all of us.
Yeah, we just are in a row.
Like that?
Yeah, the person around the end of this, when the wind and sand hits this, it comes together around the end.
That guy's getting buffed.
There you go.
All right, so he's got to go.
So can I see any markings or anything on this pillar while I'm
the markings at the top are almost completely worn away, and sure. In each of them is in, like I said, a slightly different state.
Mm-hmm.
But you're starting to see as it gets down, you see a symbol that you think represents the sun.
The sun, the dark sun.
No, just. Guys,
we
it's the dark sun
pillar.
We found it.
It's the dark sun.
We found the dark sun.
We throw this pillar into the sun.
Oh, can I go down and try to scoop away? And
yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, am I understanding correctly that the wind is blowing like sand and we are revealing more and more?
Exactly.
And more. We are now kind of shifting away and trying to stay upright
exactly.
as the sand erodes
exactly.
away
the sand,
from
the
us.
Sand is blowing. The ground beneath you is literally blowing away while you try to keep your footing behind one of these pillars.
Yeah, I mean, we have another choice but to track down.
as you get down on your hands and knees and start to dig out beneath the sun,
mm-hmm.
you see a set of curving shapes that appears to go all the way around the pillar.
Scalloped.
Yeah.
We're pretending water.
Could be.
At this point, you can see that the things that were jutting out are starting to reveal themselves better. It looks to be, hundreds of men.
1 inch tall?
What? All of them spherical.
Perfectly spherical.
hundreds of men in battle regalia, swords still in their sheaths.
Made of stone?
No, this is just bones and armor.
Oh.
Held together.
Standing?
Piled. No,
just heaps.
Heaped. Oh. With a standard of a nation that you don't recognize. It isn't any of the cities on the orb. Hmm. It isn't any of the Tablelands regions.
Is it possible to like go down in there and get out of the wind now? Is
you
that
think
like
so?
A lower level?
You think so.
Okay.
Yeah. It appears that there's some kind of a natural windbreak between the sand and the bones.
Okay.
I say let's climb into some bones.
Down into the bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so we're looking for some athletics.
Oh. Yeah.
Athletics or acrobatics?
Easy peasy.
Oh,
both.
Easy for my ass. Bam.
Wait, what do I got?
21, my man.
I also got a 21.
Okay. I got a 9.
Flip, hop, heap, chicken, pop.
He fell down.
He fell with a bone in your mouth.
you get a 9?
Yeah.
Yeah. You come in last, as is your way. And trip, get your foot stuck in a rib cage,
like a sight gag, a wastebasket
exactly.
stuck on my foot.
A tiny horn sounds. it's very shameful.
Aruga.
but you can see that. I mean, none of the blades are drawn here. Like the swords are still It's like they were completely caught out of nowhere
by a sandstorm.
As you continue to
storm expert,
as you continue to weave your way down through these bones,
is there like a path?
Yeah,
or like there, just the natural.
Well,
piles?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's definitely organic in shape, mm-hmm. but there is definitely a contiguous path that moves through.
Should be contiguous, yo.
These bones. And as you get deeper, you see that the weapons change and the regalia changes and the insignias and so forth. I mean, you're traveling down through physical space and also apparently through
a strata of the previous death.
It's like a core sample of armies.
This region. The wind overhead, you can hear it starting to whistle and blow down into the bone cavern, and you can see it. As you look up through the light, you can see it like scouring away the top level of the bones until they're completely blown off. You're now on a level that is, you assume, another part of this structure. So it's held together by the four pillars, but there is some kind of architecture.
There's no walls.
That's right. There's an architecture that holds all of these pillars together at another level below. And so with a final gust, the rest of this top layer of bones is coming off in huge chunks, and you are standing on a sort of latticed framework. And you won't have to imagine it because I made it, just as a young child might make it out of tape.
Oh, cool.
So
I found a big JPEG of some bones.
So where we was near pillars,
that's
or
right.
Have we been moving among them, I suppose?
Yeah. So you're down here low enough so that there's some, so there is some break, but there is still a wind coming down and gutting through this area.
So this is like a stone pathway?
Yeah. But at this level, there's stone pathways. You think it might be a part of a roof structure or something like that.
And then in between them
is a
honeycomb.
Is a 10-foot pit full of jutting bone. Mm.
Giant bone like that.
Yeah, and you can see. Yeah, the bones have gotten larger as it gets lower. And you can see now, I mean, looking at it from up here, it's obvious that this is a warren. This isn't just a random organic shape. Something has taken roost in this historical archive of local war bands.
Blah.
Wow.
And just to be clear, the bones are huge?
Down here, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then up from the bones comes a ambassador of peace.
No, that's where you're wrong.
Hello, welcome to my bone.
Welcome to Boneville.
How many bones you need?
Can I get nature checks?
I got
10.
12.
11.
You have no idea what this is, and you don't want to know.
Okay.
You wish, and it's a fact of the matter that you wish you could forget it now.
Well, what do we see?
You see a creature that has a face with eight eyes, like a spider.
There's no good way for that sentence.
A face
to end.
With eight, and then whatever noun.
It isn't purely insectoid. There'd be something safe about that. This is a creature that gleams with intellect, a terrible intellect.
Oh God!
And from its forehead emerge three. In any other context, beautiful antenna tipped with feathered fronds. It has two firm forelegs, two big back legs, and it's all as I say.
It's like a shell.
It's all abdomen. It doesn't have the tripartite structure.
It's like a flea.
This is something new to you, but you suspect terribly, terribly old.
How large is it?
I might say it's about that. This one is about that big.
Big enough so that
to
more
you.
Of them could
Looks
crawl
like
up from
long.
The
yeah.
bones.
Right.
Are we rolling initiative?
We are.
Oh. Anyone try diplomacy or?
Yeah. I'm gonna check religion.
And you can see that here in its warren, it looks to have sequestered these clusters around, affixed them, you know, like an insect would, affix them to the surfaces of the bone.
And they look like eggs.
That's your best guess.
Oh. Awesome.
I got a 4.
Yeah, I got a 2.
I got a 22.
So I'll go first.
All right, so we're looking at twos, and then this creature. whatever it may be called. And then it sounds like 2 coins.
I got a 4. He got a two.
Not two coins. See, I was thinking about 4 coins.
Yeah, he'd go first.
Yeah. Mantis. It'd be no problem for him. Mantis.
No. Coach is ailing. He's having trouble.
Coach Mad Dog?
He's ready to hang back.
Crazy Coach Carl Mad Dog.
Crazy Coach Carl Mad Dog. 2 coins.
All right, well, not wanting to get in too close quarters yet, I'll let it come to us. I pull out a stone shuriken, and I throw it at this thing.
You hurl it?
Is that a power?
16. I have a stone shuriken.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So 22 versus AC.
That's very good.
Now, God damn it, that's the wrong dice again.
Damn, that was a good one.
Yeah, I know. No. 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage.
Just to let it know.
Yeah, yeah.
Back off.
Who's in the house?
Let it know that we want to fight it.
Right.
That we are a threat.
It appears to be devoting a couple of eyes to each of you.
Gross.
Doesn't feel good.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically settling out his, laying out his long range plan. And its entire body jerks in your direction, Coach.
Here it comes.
Coach can't cut a break.
This thing is made of poison dart.
25 versus Will.
It's a poison dart.
25 versus whatever.
Yeah, that's like my whole family's will.
It's like you've been written in.
All the resolve of all my ancestors. Nope.
That's the will of all.
That beats it.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right.
25. Yeah. It doesn't.
It dismantles your brain.
No, you don't. You don't.
It comes out my ears.
You don't feel any pain. Of any kind. I mean, you don't hurt. But you know that if you don't do what it wants you to do, the pain will be unbearable.
Oh. Don't do it. So it's a threat.
Let's see. We are moving on to Mantis.
Guys, I'm scared.
Okay.
Guys, I'm real scared.
I think we need to do what it says. I think it wants bones.
Get some more bones. Really big ones.
How many bones do we have?
I can get here. I'm adjacent to it. It's like sort of in the bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's sort of...
We cannot traverse the bones.
You could, but it seems pretty dangerous.
Okay, it's really
you don't want safe. To. You want to try to stay around the edges if you can.
Okay.
I'm gonna do my steel serpent strike.
That seems like a good one.
So I
sounds good.
I stab viciously at my foe's knees.
What? Well, I like it.
Oh. Hey. Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. 19 plus 8 versus AC.
Nice.
Yeah, that hits. Knees got struck.
Okay.
Oh, I'll put that thing, bury that in his back.
Oh, yeah, and there's other shit that
happens. Go for those knees. Ah, goddammit.
What?
Oh. I rolled 2d10s and got 2.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I rolled 2 ones.
The fuck, Michael?
That's an encounter power.
2 points of damage?
No, 2 plus 5.
Okay, jackass.
You would have been better off missing and doing half damage.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a daily. This is an encounter. All so right. 7 damage and...
Hey, all right.
And...
Hey, see?
The target is slowed.
Yay.
And okay. Cannot shift until the end of your next turn.
That's okay. He can kill me from there.
He's also marked.
He's marked.
And he dies instantly.
What?
So...
That's an encounter power?
It's an encounter. Well, I can only use it once, but...
Okay.
For encounter. It's a good one.
Yeah. I like it.